We seem to have a little bit of a rabbit theme going on, and for the good news, we continue with it. Have you ever heard of Popcorns and Binkies Rescue Haven? They're a charitable nonprofit right here in Winnipeg, and that's what they do. They focus on those pocket pets. You know, the rabbits, the guinea pigs, the hamsters and that. And Cindy Hildebrand pretty much behind it, her and her family. And I got to say what caught me, Cindy, when I was watching your story on the news, the little rabbit with the little goggles on getting his checkup.
That, I think, got a lot of people. We've had a lot of attention since that video.
Well, not only did the little rabbit with the goggles get my attention, but your name, Popcorns and Binkies, where'd you get that from?
The name actually comes from when bunnies and guinea pigs are happy, they sort of do a little hop and a jump. Ooh. And when bunnies do that, it's called a binky.
Oh.
And when guinea pigs do it, it's called a popcorn. So that's where the name came from.
I had no idea. With your haven, that's what you do. You're a charitable nonprofit, and you've noticed an increase on finding these animals?
Like a lot of other rescues, we're sort of in that post-pandemic period where there are a lot of people that got pets over, you know, during the pandemic when they were all at home, working from home. Now that they're going back, a lot of them are getting displaced and given up. It's always been a bit of a struggle for us in terms of space because we are one of the only organizations in Manitoba and in much of Canada that, you know, works exclusively with these guys. Mm. So, you know, a lot of the burden tends to fall on us for these animals. So we're at a point where being foster-based, I mean, there's only so much room in the foster homes. Fostering small animals like rabbits and guinea pigs tends to be a longer commitment than a cat or a dog.
Okay.
Just because they're not as well known as cats or dogs for pets, so they do take longer to find homes for, not just homes, but appropriate homes.
So what makes a good adoptee for these kind of animals?
Well, definitely someone that's done their research, someone that understands, they're quite delicate. People don't realize just how much work these guys are.
Mm-hmm.
They can't really, you know, you get a cat, you know, you can leave it for, you know, a day or something like that, and they can kind of take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbits can't. Mm-hmm. Guinea pigs can't.
Mm-hmm.
They've got, you know, very sensitive, like their digestive systems. If they stop eating for, you know, 12 hours, they can actually get really sick with a condition called GI stasis, and it can kill them within a day.
And you know what I was thinking? We've got, like, Easter coming up, right?
Easter is my least favorite time of the year.
It's true, because people go, oh, we'll have a little bunny for Easter.
Yes, and we probably about 6 to 8 weeks post-Easter is what we call Easter bunny dump season. That's when we see probably the largest volume of not only intake requests, but rabbits that have been just dumped and abandoned outside.
Oh, that's horrible. And now you're fundraising with something called Stairway to Haven.
What it is it is a campaign with a fundraising goal of $150,000. We are, as I had mentioned, you know, we're at the point where a facility is necessary to continue the work we're doing. It's always easier to find a place once you have the money in place to do so.
Exactly. And then you have a kind of an idea where you can set up shop, basically.
Exactly. You know, we'll have a budget and all that stuff, but first we need that money to get started. Issue tax receipts for donations of $20 or more.
Boom.
So that's always an added incentive for some people.
Well, good luck with it, Cindy, and I hope this helps get the word out.
Thank you.